I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Guess what, Signing? You are not doing a great job.
Couldn't find his butt with a GPS.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That could be one of the greatest bars ever.
That's a funny line.
Where's he been?
Just called last segment.
Priest, I'm talking about Priest.
Oh, I thought you meant Filmo.
They don't have a clue.
You know, yeah, I mean, look, I do think the Warriors are banged up. I think Curry's banged up, yes, obviously. Butler's banged up, but you know, you can't use it as an excuse. No, For example, last year, I don't know if you remember, when the Timberwolves got beat in the Western Conference Finals, did I blame it on injury? No.
I'm trying to think who was missing.
Who was missing? Their MVP, their coach, Finch.
No. You pinned it on Finch.
Yeah, he was back.
He was sitting in the third row.
He had a torn ACL.
Exactly. It changed the whole playoffs.
The Nate McMillan.
And get two tickets when he's in town.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What you mean?
That ain't happening.
Well, get three. Me, you, and Evan.
No, you have a history of disrespecting Warriors opponents, and so no, I won't.
Please. You're sitting in the Wolves family section?
Yeah, no doubt. He's coming.
Warriors
me and
gear.
A-Rod. What's up with that guy?
What do you mean, what's up with him? Great owner.
Yeah. When did he turn orange? He ought to leave the tan and stuff alone.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's see. Oh, here's the one thing I did think. And maybe it's obvious. But to me, we saw two teams down 3-1 yesterday.
All right.
The Rockets and the Lakers. And I get it's only one game. But they were both in similar situations. And I truly believe that what I saw from the Rockets last night tells me they're together. It tells me that they're trying to be a really good team and they're putting in the effort. And if they can grow together, it looks like they could ascend. The Lakers, on the other hand,
well, let's have this
after
go
that
ahead.
Series.
Yeah, go ahead.
They got to do something.
Oh, you're talking about the finality of it, because
right.
Uncle Looney was asking real quick on the chat, and I'll throw it back to you. He said, does Steinie think Minnesota play well? I said, no. He started the show and said no, but
no,
they played hard.
They always play hard.
But so did I thought the Lakers.
And I did not.
Steinie, they were down 12, couldn't hit anything, and they're basketball players, and I rip Redick. I stand by that, but they came back to take the lead. Okay. They just were outmatched.
Yeah, I don't think they
40-year-old and fat
okay,
guy.
Okay, so did you? I get it. They're older. You thought the Lakers played as hard as the Timberwolves? I don't.
No chance. Real quick, I'm just talking about yesterday's game.
Yeah, I don't think the Lakers played as hard as
to come back and take the lead. They're gonna win.
Do you think the Lakers played as hard as the Rockets last night? I do not.
They're incapable.
Okay,
that's what.
Right.
But as far as a team laying down and stay invested, they came back and took the lead.
I'm just saying, the first half, it was like a regular game to them. And, like,
Give it to him.
In a game, in an elimination game like that, if Luka Doncic drives to the basket,
I am so down on him.
And lays in the backcourt, then he's not playing as hard as he can.
That's what he says, lay.
And you know what? And maybe it is their age, but LeBron's got a coast for stretches now.
Yeah.
Let's go to T in Oakland.
T. Hey,
my guys, my therapist.
Talk to us.
Hey, all right. So, hey, Goo, remember the other day you asked me, you said, who I got? And I told you Warriors in six.
You did say
that. That's setting up perfect.
All right.
Yeah, that's setting up perfect because I believe that, you know, a broke clock is right twice a day. So Houston got there too. But I'm looking at this. I would love for Kerr to insert Moses Moody back in the starting lineup to be on Thompson. He needs to get checked. That was the outlier in the game. I believe he was the X factor. He did some things that I don't think we were really looking for him to do. I also believe that the Warriors, that was just a mental game for them. They just let go mentally, and it was what it was. But I also see that, you know, I love how the Pucks came in the game and did their thing. I believe it would have been a little bit different if Pat Spencer hadn't gotten ejected, because that kind of took the momentum away from what they were doing at the time, and it kind of slowed the game back down, and they gave Houston an opportunity to rethink what was going on. And I believe we have them mentally, because if not, Udoka wouldn't have put his starters back in the game. If he believed that right. who he had in the game was going to finish it, he would have left them out there, but he didn't. So that, I believe that edge goes to the Warriors. And we ain't going to worry about no injuries. We ain't going to worry about them trying to hurt us or anything like that, because that's part of the game. But what I will say is I'm going to listen to what Jimmy Butler said in the interview. He said, we're fine.
Wow.
And he said it calmly.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to put my hat on. I'm looking to close them out. And I'm going to make a suggestion for you, Goo.
Go ahead, baby.
Go in the lab and get your Timberwolves stuff ready, because Steiny's going to come for you next week.
No, well, I'm going to tell you this about that. I'm going to tell you this about that. I'm worried about Draymond getting hurt. And when I say that, I think he is going to match up with Julius Randle. Julius Randle is giving you prison ball vibes. I'm strong and gifted and can make difficult shot vibe. That dude is a problem. So handle Houston first. But, man, Randle scares me, fam.
Yeah, he's a baller for sure.
Yes,
he's a baller for sure.
All right.
Thanks, T.
Yeah. Look at him, he's uncomfortable.
We've thought that all along with Randle.
I called him. I said he's fallen off. Mm. But he somehow, Finchie or whatever, he's got it back. Man, Stoney.
We all at one point of this season labeled him the problem.
That's my brother. Different strokes. That's true. Like, we all, you did it. He stinks. That dude is playing can bang with the best of them.
He was a player.
Talk to him.
Who's, your second or third scoring option, who's coming to a new team. It took them 40 or 50 games, and they're starting to figure it out.
Now, he was here last year, though, Stardy.
Who?
Randle.
Was he?
Yeah.
He's there been there for 2 years.
Stop it.
No, this is his first season there.
I had him there last year.
I think. Are you confusing him with Karl Anthony Towns?
Oh, boy. Wait till my Vine goes off.
I can find out.
No, we Evan's
right. The fact remains, Steiny, you were not this confident in Julius Randle about 2 months ago.
No. Right about at the halfway point.
This is Randle's first, and they got off to a slow start, and I blamed him because they swapped him out.
You didn't like him or DiVincenzo.
I'm still not crazy about DiVincenzo.
Why?
Not just like a night like last night where he's 2 for 12. You know,
he did other stuff. Yeah, exactly. Ant took that victory lap around the. You don't like it?
Well, we talked to him about it after the game.
We.
Oh, God. That's a win. You know what? I hope the Warriors win against the Rockets, because you know what? That means the next series is a win-win for me. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Either, you know. The Warriors advance and the ratings go sky high.
Let me ask you, Evan.
Sky high ratings if the Warriors beat the Rockets and
tonight was the first game of this series where I felt like the Rockets passed the ball like the Warriors. It was like, I'm not going to give myself up, but before I shoot this, I'm going to see if Evan has a better shot. And Evan's going to see if Steiny has a better shot. I felt that on offense, man. It wasn't what I've grown accustomed to from the Rockets on offense. And I don't know if that was tired defenders in front of them or whatnot, but I got to tell you, Steiny, Jalen Green included, you look at his stat sheet, he wasn't 20 for 20, but the bottom line is they moved that ball, man.
Jimmy Butler, on his level of movement because of the injury.
It's getting better. It's getting there. You know, another day and some change of recovery and rest. But that's no excuse for how I played, how we played as a whole. Like I always say, if anybody takes that floor, you're expected to go out there and produce. And more than anything, you're expected to go out there and win.
Mm. He said it's getting better, which is an encouraging sign.
But I'm no doctor on my meter. You know, he looked like he didn't, you know, have a lot of gas in the tank yesterday.
Well,
it wasn't a big game.
Don't play it again.
Whoa. Speaking of victory laps, let me get it on my phone because we need to.
For what?
I'll tell you exactly what.
And who's. How dare I ask whose victory lap, Evan, it is, and we know it's his.
Approximately 3:30 p.m.
Hold on, boy.
And it was with the Super Bowl squad or was Spadonian on that one?
I think I just sent that one to you guys.
Yeah, okay.
I love how we're still calling it the Super Bowl squad.
That is
2 years ago.
Give it to us.
Well, I probably should leave that one word out. But 3:30, Evan texted you and me and says, put it in the cap. Jimmy not going to have it tonight.
Evan, wow. Please elaborate.
They're up 3-1.
Game 5. He just told us himself that he's fine. What did Evan?
He's fine because he didn't play very hard.
He's fine. Exactly.
Dude, man. They're good at, man. I cannot. Film don't lie and my eyes don't. We'll be in the building, all of us. But, man, I can't wait to see them come out. And just because you come out with your on fire, you still got to execute. You got to play with focus. And you got to have that passion. And that's what the Rockets have, man. Attention to detail.
Let's not get carried away.
No. You know, that's part of the game.
What is?
Attention to detail, focus.
Right. I mean.
Trust. Oh, gosh, Donnie. Effort.
That's different than.
When I leave effort, here, I'm coaching.
Effort is different to me than attention to detail.
No, but it's all. You need all of that. Yeah. If I were in an interview, I'd be like, that's what you're getting with me.
You didn't hear Udoka said we could have played a lot better. We lost some focus and we didn't.
Well, I've worked with you almost 8 years. Mm-hmm. You always say a team that's up kind of does that. And we see it in sports.
Yes. We see it in games, and we see it in series. And I think that's essentially what we saw last night.
I'm going to ask you, for the sake of our relationship, just to do this with me, this exercise.
We'll see.
When it got to 13.
No!
Were you like me? And forget the Warriors. I just said, are you telling me the Rockets are going to blow this lead? Did that cross your mind?
Never.
Steiny, even the announcers, everybody was into it.
Trying to sell a product that.
Evan, did you have that thought? It all just micro.
That what?
Could the Rockets really blow this to the second, to the bitch guys?
No.
Wow.
No.
I believe them. I just was like, oh my gosh.
There were things happening in that game, even with the subs in.
Oh, give me one.
Every single Braxton Key missed putback.
He was 0-7. Braxton!
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Had 7 rebounds.
And missed every putback.
6 on one possession.
He got, the ball just would not go in the basket. And that was to get him to 11. And the boss tweeted out if it got to
him. Oh, boy, what did he say?
He was falling for it, too. A lot of people were. Yeah. This is an inspiration. I'm paraphrasing. Inspirational comeback. Houston called off the dogs. That's how I took it.
They brought the dogs back in.
Boy.
Yeah, they had to.
Well, they're 18, so they're like, I'll go back in.
Exactly. I mean, those guys are just like, you know, going back into that game was like going back into the club. They were ready to go. They don't care.
That's pretty good. Oh, man.
By the way, first of all, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
By the way,
yeah,
I mean more Buddy Hield disrespect last night. Well, the only starter that had to go back in.
I'm gonna be honest. I thought it was because Kerr was like, we get a 3 or 2, and Buddy can hit him with the best of them. Evan, that's how
that
I looked at that. I'm like, Buddy, you might go in a little flurry against the. Go ahead. That's how I looked at that. Of course, he missed his one.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I just think it's funny. It's like, but Buddy's just in the middle of everything.
You guys are crazy, man.
Yeah. No, I thought the same thing, Goo.
Yeah, I
thought, I
swear.
Why not? You know, you don't want to put Curry back in there. So why not put Buddy in there? And who knows?
And he was playing. I thought Buddy, the way he thinks, it's house money. We're not supposed to come back. They're putting me in for a reason. Just let it fly. Man.
Let's go to Marco. Marco's in Sonoma. How you doing, Marco? What's going on?
I'm good, guys. Hey, you know, Curry's had 2 questionable games. Jimmy even stated they all didn't play well. Pajemski was off last night. And, you know, when our bench guys were in, they didn't back down to the starters. They got up in people's face. Trace Jackson Davis defended his guy. I'm not too worried about game 6. I don't like it going to a game 6. It would have been nice to finish it off. But I have a feeling we're going to see Olympic Curry, France game Curry come out tomorrow night. I don't think he's going to let that lay. You know, Brooks targeting his thumb, you're hearing all this stuff. I think he's going to send a message. So I'm not too worried. I feel good. I do feel good about it being home. I just hope Chase gets a little oracle in him for Friday night.
Mm. Yeah. Thanks, Marco.
That'll be key, man.
Yep. Warriors still in a great spot.
I agree with that.
They're a 7 seed who's up 3-2 against the 2 seed.
Yeah. And you got all the pedigree in the world.
Even if it's old pedigree.
It's pedigree.
Very old pedigree.
Ancient.
It's just something else.
What do you mean?
It's something that they experienced collectively, and they got a chance to put it on display tomorrow.
Exactly. So that's why people were wondering. Like you said, it's so calmly there. I'm so proud of you. People are just wondering what was going on the first 3 hours with the hyperventilating.
I read the chessboard wrong. I really thought this thing was over yesterday.
Draymond Green, worried?
Yeah, we turned the page quick. Just start talking about possible adjustments that we can make, things we see, stuff we can get into. But yeah, we flipped the page really fast.
You got to in the NBA. In the association.
That wasn't even a page. That was just a paragraph, man. That game, it was over so fast.
It's like,
wow.
Prelog.
Good God. Like, I don't think you're tapping into that enough. Like, we knew it was going to be a tough game. It's been a physical series. And, you know, you had me. I ain't mad at you. But I believed it. The Rockets are offensively challenged. So to see that explosion, and it happened fast.
They're still offensively challenged. They are NBA players, and they're capable of getting hot. You think they're going to shoot like that in the next two games?
Yeah.
Preface.
You do?
Sorry.
No, but a lot of that was, a lot of that was taking the ball and going down and just CYO stuff. Yeah.
Well,
like you think kids we'll see that tomorrow, Gil?
I hope not. But if you're telling me Curry's hand is going to not get any better and Butler is going to, it's hard to move up and down. Let him play more off ball tomorrow. That is what I'd like, Evan. Do I expect that? No. But if the Rockets are young and dumb and enough to come in here and try to take this to a game seven, wow. That'll feel like a loss before the ball tip to me.
I mean, Curry's got a history of having a big game on a night like tomorrow.
Okay.
He does. And I mean, I wouldn't bet against the Warriors tomorrow.
I got you.
Do you guys believe that last night, quote, gave Houston life?
I love that. Go ahead.
I mean, I would have to say, yeah, to some degree. Yeah, because I think they're going to come out and play really hard again. That's the one thing I think you can count on with the Rockets.
And it's interesting. It's twofold to me, Evan. What's scary, and maybe why I'm doing what I'm doing today, you know, letting it all out, is I think game four gave them confidence. I thought they would wilt and be like, oh, we blew it. We're done. Here you go. Game on a platter, even if we're at home. And for them to take that into what we saw yesterday, my answer to your question is hell yes. And then we're what, Stoney, 48 hours, 72 hours removed from them having the last possession down one to even the series.
But and you're right. But let me ask you this.
So they're doing everything I'm expecting them to do.
If Şengün had made that half hook, do you think the Warriors would have been down 30 at halftime last night if the series were 2-2?
I love that. But what are we doing here? Because now I feel like you're asking me a psychological question, and I'm trying to give you a basketball answer. If it were 2-2, ask me, do I think the Warriors would have won that game yesterday at 2-2 in the fashion that they would have won going back to Houston? I would feel like what Evan's asking us. Houston's feeling confidence, Donnie.
Yeah,
and they have reason to had they won that game.
I don't think there's any way.
That game doesn't play out that
way. Hell no.
All right.
In fact, I'm of the belief that a big reason that it did play out like it played out was because they were up 3-1. Like, you just can't minimize. You cannot. Steph Curry's been in the league, 17 years? He's one of the greatest players of all time. He's one of the greatest competitors of all time. But as great as he is, he cannot talk himself into that series last night being 2-2 instead of 3-1. It's impossible. You cannot do it.
Even with rest on the line.
Even with rest on the line. Because to me, rest, if you want to, and it's just, who knows, but an incentive to keep your season alive or the incentive to get some rest before the next season, I'm taking the team that doesn't want its season to end. You know? And that's kind of what I saw last night. You know, the Rockets, they very well may get beat tomorrow. But last night, they did not want to go home. Mm. Like, they did not want to lose that series. And they were prepared to kind of pay the price to do that. And, you know, I don't think the Lakers were last night. Like, I don't think the Lakers are as together as the Rockets. And I kind of think it showed. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors, they're coming home tomorrow. Game 6, Friday at Chase Center. Tip-off is 6 o'clock tomorrow. Yeah, 6 o'clock on a Friday.
Woo!
That's an unusual time, so make a note of it and make sure you get out to the Chase Center early if you are, in fact, going to that game tomorrow.
Let me read this to you real quick, Stoney, from Brandon Hardy on the YouTube chat. The Rockets have been shooting lights out these past two games. I believe they will run out of gas next game. I would just tell Brendan, you might be right, and they're shooting a whole lot better. But you're talking about half the story. On the defensive end, are they going to run out of gas? That's what's scaring me, Stoney, is their defense.
we knew they were a great defensive team.
I did, but yeah, they
so you're really surprised.
Respect. They have my respect, man. It's through the roof.
It's
man.
Too late.
It don't matter.
No, I know it doesn't matter, but it doesn't matter because it's too late.
No change to the starting lineup, even though I got a wrong graph. I showed you.
TNT got it wrong.
Dude, I could. And Evan, I love that you saw that. They had Amen Thompson out of the starting lineup and Jabari Smith Jr. in. Mm. And I show Evan on the replay this morning. He goes, yeah, Goo, that ain't all. They got it wrong.
Yeah, one thing, if you're a little confused about that, go to the box score. And usually the top five guys who are in the box score are the ones who started.
But it was when I initially got in, looked at it last night, and just opened it up.
So you didn't look at the box score after the game?
No.
Oh.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, here and there.
I do my notes, watch the game again, and then come back to the Bible, which is the box score.
Good.
The Bible?
Just let him go, Evan. He's on one.
What? The box score is – come on now.
I've never heard that.
Don't drag the good book into this.
Let's see. Let's go to Butler is okay. Curry. Okay, let's talk about Curry talking about his hand and if people are taking swipes at it.
You don't think about it. If it's a foul, they should call it. And that's it.
And no complaints.
So diplomatic, man.
Here's more.
Presidential.
Here's more Curry because they prodded some stuff out of him.
There's a pattern of like when it's full extension, when it like what's the full point of release. Because it's hard for a ref. I get it. You're trying to look at the body, look at the release, where contact is. There's a subtle difference in how certain people do it. Like when I say if it's a foul, it's a foul. But other than that, as a player, you can't worry about it too much because whether you get the call or not, if you complain you can complain. If you dwell on it and get distracted by it, then you're not worried about making shots. So I'm trying to do both, make shots, and if I get fouled, like let them know I got fouled. So that's all.
All right, so that was Steph Curry. Yeah. And then on the other side, Dylan Brooks was asked about how the Rockets approach somebody who's banged up.
Dylan, one of the Warriors broadcasters tonight said he thought you were intentionally trying to swipe down on Curry's thumb, and Kerr was asked about it and said it happens around the league, that it's allowed by the rules, so players throughout the league do that. What do you think about that?
No, I've been playing the game. If you're going to come play the game injured or whenever you got, it's all about the game. You know, if I had an injured ankle, I would attack that ankle every single time. So, whatever they're saying on the broadcast, they can keep saying it.
I told you this, man. If this were the 90s, he might need a cast. But I get it. And, you know, Draymond was guarding somebody that had an ailment. Come on, Steiny, that's just part of the game. And that's why I love Steph not saying, oh, he's being dirty. But, boy.
I absolutely, positively do not believe that Dylan Brooks was trying to hurt anybody last night. Evan?
No, otherwise he wouldn't have pulled Amen Thompson off of Gary Payton's second.
This is from Rommel Murdoch.
$5.
This is a $5 super chat text on the YouTube chat. Gary Payton II needs to constantly cover Van Vliet. No one can stay in front, and he can't miss. I told you guys before the series.
Apologize.
I told you guys before the series.
We got to get out.
Oh, maybe on the other side because it's worth 13. Let's see. What's coming up on the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
The whole league is just this cosmetic piece of crap. And that's what life's about.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Let me tell you what's the sign of a great team. A great team knows when they got one to play with. Great teams know when they got a game to play.
I got PTSD from the last time we were up 3-1.
I'm sure
in the finals. How'd that work out?
I bet you since then the Warriors have been up 3-1 in series and closed out.
That very
out.
Well may be true. My bottom line is that's what I go to when I hear Dubs up 3-1. It'll never go away on Father's Day.
Yeah, well, look at it this way.
Oh, my God!
Look at it this way. Had that not happened, the Warriors would only have three titles, not four.
You don't know that.
Yeah, they wouldn't have won it without Durant.
I work with hosts here that were like, was it a good thing losing the finals? Because we got Durant.
Exactly.
I hated that. Every exactly. part well, of it. Never want to lose a chip.
Yeah, well, Durant. You know.
Boy, one step back to take two steps forward.
Yeah, I hear you. Boy, tomorrow's going to be electric, man.
And you would hope.
Do you two know the city is active? They got a, I was walking with a guy today.
Convention.
Yeah, software convention. He gave me the company name. I forgot, but it's active.
There's one like every week.
It's we're like one of the convention cities in the United States.
I'm just telling you two smart asses, it's active out there. And if the other conventions are every other week, Evan, I hadn't noticed like this one. It's activity out there. If you know what I mean.
Notice people with freaking like, you know, pocket protectors and name cards walking around.
They're
Soma.
Safe though. I like that, Stoney. When I know you, I ain't gotta worry about you. How you doing?
Let's go to Joel in Louisiana. Talking about game five. Hey Joel, how are you, man?
Doing good. Not really discouraged about the loss that we took last night. Kind of saw it coming from the opening jump whenever we were just low energy. And we've seen it happen before in 2022, game five against the Grizzlies. I'm expecting the Warriors to jump out to a fast start in game six. I feel like they're veteran enough. They have enough experience to know what they need to do to get the job done. And I want to look forward to the next series after we close out in game six to the Timberwolves. I feel like we have an advantage over them considering we won three of the four matchups without Jimmy Butler in the regular season. So I know it's going to be a tough series considering what Ant just did to LeBron, but I just have utmost confidence in the Warriors right now.
Good stuff, Joel. Appreciate the call. Yeah, you know what? And we'll have plenty of time to get into this, but yes, the Warriors beat Minnesota 3 out of 4 this year without Butler. So what is the equate? So can we just assume that the Warriors are better than the T-Wolves? We're better than the T-Wolves overall, and now they have Butler. So there should be a if Warriors in five against the T-Wolves.
Hey, that's a fun exercise for people on the outside, and boy, I lost mine. For this series, but the bottom line, Stoney, is going to be handled on the court. I don't know. But what we do know is he's changed everything. Only reason the Warriors are in the playoffs is because Jimmy Butler, the way this thing was headed. What, 25 and 27 when he got here?
25 and 26.
Was it 25 and 26?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they went on that run. But that run.
Let me ask you this. Is Minnesota playing their Uncle Looney asking you this? Directed at you. Are they playing their best basketball of the season? I have an answer.
I mean, it's hard to say they're not.
Okay, all right.
I mean, now, I guess if I'd say, are the Warriors playing their best basketball, people would probably say no.
Well, if you would ask it.
Are the Warriors playing their best? Before last night's game, are they playing their best basketball of the season in the first four games against the Rockets?
I don't have a problem with saying yes. We came in here one day, we talked about Pods when he went off. We talked about GP2. We talked about Moody. Steph, I don't need to say anything. We talked about Dre. We had Gelt Zeiler on the other day, and he was talking about Draymond Green. Jimmy Butler, 12 from 12 from the free throw line. So, Stoney, I'm going to be honest. I don't have a problem saying yes up until last night. I just really don't.
You know, I have looked at this for a while, and I think, and this is one of those things where now you look back and at the time, the easy thing to say is, well, you can only play who's on your schedule.
Right.
But the Warriors get Jimmy Butler and they beat the Bulls. They beat the Bucks without Giannis.
Okay.
They beat the Rockets the game before the All-Star break, which I thought was a little weird, the whole game. They beat the Kings. They beat the Mavericks without Anthony Davis. They beat Charlotte. They beat Orlando. They beat Charlotte again. They beat the Knicks, who were playing without Karl Anthony Towns, I think. They beat the Nets. Nice win at home over the Pistons. Beat the Blazers, Kings, Knicks again when they weren't at full strength. And then they beat the Bucks again and the Raptors. So you have to acknowledge that they were in a pretty good stretch when Jimmy Butler got here.
Okay. All right. I got you.
Then they lost to the Hawks, lost to the Heat.
And that was a disappointing loss that Friday or Saturday to the Heat, to the Hawks on the road.
Yeah. Then they got it back. They won against the Pelicans. They won against the Spurs. Then they won against the Grizzlies when the Grizzlies weren't playing very well. But then that's when they beat the Lakers and the Nuggets, okay. Lost to the Rockets, beat the Suns, lost to San Antonio. So a lot was going on. All right, the Lakers were eliminated last night by the Timberwolves. And before the game, J.J. Redick met the media. And if you missed it, during game four of that series, J.J. Redick did not make a substitution in the second half. The five players who started the second half all played all 24 minutes of the second half. And it's the first time that's ever been done. And yesterday before the game, J.J. Redick was asked about it.
As you watch the film, what do you recall about your thought process in the moment, sticking with the five you stuck with in the fourth quarter the other day? And is there an assistant or someone maybe that you'll lean on tonight, maybe to try to get, you know, some other guys involved if that opportunity presents itself?
Are you saying that because I'm inexperienced and that was an inexperienced decision that I made? Do you think I don't talk to my assistants about substitutions every single timeout?
No, I just think there's a lot of coaches lean on their assistants in those situations.
As do I. A lot every on. Single time. That's a weird assumption.
JJ, relax.
Oh, I cut off the best part.
Oh, I know. Evan, that part hurt. You didn't hear
the best part.
The best part is at the end, after he drops the mic and gets up, he walks off, and the reporter in the back just goes, "Thanks, coach."
Like, dude, relax. Yeah,
you know what?
And Reggie Miller said, I guess, in the pregame meeting before the game, he was overly amped. Like, dude, we know it's your first year, but to take somebody, slap him. Throw some water on him. He was, man.
He made a worse move last night.
I already know where you're going.
He put in one of the worst players in the
Stephen
NBA.
Stephen Langford.
Maxi Kleba. Hadn't played in 45 games.
What are you doing, Redick?
And he puts in Maxi Kleba.
In a tie game. What are you doing? Jackson Hayes, you did something, well, brother. You did something. It'll come out. We'll find out what you did.
What he did was play very poor basketball the course of the series.
Over the series. Okay, but come on, Stein.
Guru, he stinks.
He's a body. And the reason LeBron and Luka were stinking was because you tried to play them like mules and not give them a break. Run them out there. You got Vanderbilt. Vincent went to the finals with Miami. What is JJ doing? The best thing he has going is his haircut. I'm telling you, this is a privilege. I went to Duke. I'm smarter than everybody. LeBron got me my job. And now you're getting the business, and I'm here for it. He reeks of, I'm smarter than you. I'm better than you. Ain't got no business with the damn job. I love it. I'm telling you, Stoddy, check on Redick. I don't like people like that. Go get me some water. He's one of those, like, I'm better than you. Oh, I loved it.
Everything.
He did get one thing right.
Uh-oh, what's this one?
Jackson Hayes stinks. Guru stinks.
But you needed hype, coach.
He
for Cleveland
Jackson
to
Hayes
come
plays
in
like
when
he's 6'4".
Stop.
He stinks.
Oh, now I think you're doing him a disservice. He ain't Shaq by no stretch, but come on, man. Helen Keller could see. We needed some size, coach.
And that's why he went with Kleba. Moses Moody.
Yeah.
Talking about what the goal was when the subs went in.
Yeah, the goal was to make them put their starters in and not get a break.
So we accomplished that. We didn't get the win, obviously, but we got something out of it.
Did they?
No,
I'm asking that. I'm asking you.
No! And what would that be? We got some youngsters to come back in the game, play about 7 more minutes of hoop. Come on, Steiny. This is about the big three being ready tomorrow. I really hope there's no practice today and they're just resting.
What I heard is they got a big dominoes tournament going on. team-wide dominoes
tournament. Right. Okay.
Obviously, Dre is the number 2 seed and Jimmy Butler's the number 1 seed, but I got to believe they'll be going at it all day today.
Big 6 to the board.
More Moody. Talk about this game and the style.
Yeah, well, it was even more similar to 3 years ago. We played Dallas, and we had a closeout chance in Dallas. And same thing, they was up by a lot. We came in. It was me, J.K., Belly, Cheese, D. Lee, Iwan, maybe. I forgot who else. Cheese wasn't there. But, they brought their starters back, tired them out. They had to fight for the win, and we walked them off the next game. So let's finish that story the same way.
There you go, Moses.
All right. Hearing it like that, okay, I'm in. Boy, they didn't have a finger issue. Curry and Jimmy didn't fall to the ground.
No, 5-1-0, you're absolutely right. And it's something that I was trying to avoid.
What happened?
Headed to the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. And I understand, if you've just joined us, that this could be a text. Whoa, from the 5-1-0. Why are we talking about the Warriors Timberwolves? Did the Warriors close out the Rockets? What did I miss?
Oh, yeah. We're just projecting. Come on. Warriors, what, 4.5 tomorrow?
That's a weird assumption.
I like that bit. JJ, oh, my goodness.
I'm trying to think.
I can't wait for Willard and Dibbs, man. They're going to have Coach Kerr on at 5.
You know what I love?
Had they had him on last time, he rescheduled.
I know.
It would have been coming off that win.
No, and there will be no difference in his demeanor.
I will give you that. Now, no, if they ask him about this fouling gate or hitting Curry on the hand.
Listen, I'm going to play 2 cuts. All right. Warrior fans, relax.
We're fine. Our confidence isn't going to waver any. We're going to start out better. We're going to play a better overall game because we know how good of a team we are as a unit. We know how good our players are as individuals. So we just got to, as starters, we got to kick us off better, which we know that we will do. We'll be fine.
I hear no anger. I hear no concern.
All right. I'm with you.
And here is our fearless leader, Draymond Green.
Yeah, we turned the page quick. Just start talking about possible adjustments that we can make, things we see, stuff we can get into. But yeah, we flipped the page really fast.
And you got to. You got to. And if they close out the Rockets tomorrow, they're going to have to flip the page pretty quickly by Monday.
Man, to play a whole nother young bear.
Yeah.
They refer to them as
they're wolves.
You wolves know kill you bears. Arrive when they call you ant.
It was his Anthony. Nickname in college.
But you know what I mean? It's like, dude, big man on campus. It's his league. Where I get the Shea stuff, Evan, but right now, and Ant don't want it because he wouldn't have been using the language that he's been using, but he doesn't care. It's about what is he on the basketball court. And last night, I mean, he was horrible from 3, but he still was trying to impose his will.
Steph Curry was asked about the early game foul trouble.
The first 3 fouls were, I guess they were fouls and kind of set the tone. And then, they got confidence, went on a run, got the crowd into it early. And the desperate team, set the tone. So for us, we understand how to negate that going into game 6 and come out with a better effort in that first 6 minutes to set the tone our way.
There it is. Now, I'm trying to think what other tomorrow is going to come out and have a big game, and I'm just leaning towards Gary Payton. I feel like tomorrow is going to be a GP2 game.
And
hopefully it's Moody.
Did you pick his name out of a hat? Or
no, I just was thinking about what we saw yesterday, his game about 3 games ago to where he was incredible. But I could see him tomorrow being that guy that, get you maybe 14 or 16, Stoney, hit some big threes and D up. Because that's what we need. Somebody on Thompson. What, Jalen Green been He went relatively quiet at a, you know, what word am I looking for his game yesterday?
Understated.
No, when it's kind of, you didn't mess up or have turnovers. What do they call that word? And you look at, you know.
He didn't hurt you?
What did Evan say?
A good game?
No. And you look at the percentages from the field. And
you're
like,
3 for 8.
Yeah, well, no, he didn't have that. But when you're good, you say you had a blank game. It's like $1,000 pyramid game.
Efficient?
Damn, my man, well, Evan, come get your prize.
That was Grandy.
Oh, Grand, that's a boy. See, two high IQ dudes working. Yeah, Grandy, efficient. Oh.
You think I don't talk to my assistants?
Why are you so defensive, bro?
You were, like, he was 3 for 8 from the floor.
How many turnovers?
And 3 for 5 from the line.
How many turnovers? That's the main one for me with him.
None.
Yeah, that's like, that just wiped out everything else. For me, that's what it was. Now, he's relatively, how many assists? I got to say 3 or 4.
He had 2.
Evan must have it memorized.
Well, he didn't have any turnovers.
I think he had more than that, actually.
You're staring at it.
No, I'm with glasses. Looking at his, I'm looking at his game logs. Jalen Green had... He had 2 assists, what? So he was really spreading it around.
The turnovers give me my victory lap.
You know, there's a funny text from the Boxer and Gerson work injuries attorney's text line. It says, it starts out very interesting. Do fans understand? And I'm thinking, well, no, you don't have to go much further. Fans don't.
Next question.
Thank you. No, 917 says, and you're a fan, so I'm going to ask you this. So I'll substitute your name in for the fan, okay?
You'd love to do it.
No, are you a Warrior fan?
Yeah, okay. And I cover the team.
Okay, so he says, do fans understand? But I'm just going to personalize it and say, does Guru understand that he has in all capital letters, all
right,
at minimum, we have to play 12 more games that will be, all capitals, harder than the Rockets to win a title? No,
and that's why maybe subconsciously the trepidation's coming out. Stoney, I'm seeing that. But I can't ignore 2 of our studs. The 2 dudes are banged up a bit. And no excuses. I get it. But I'm just wondering, is it a technical component that Houston has found to where they're not afraid of us on the defensive end and they feel like they can go by us on the offensive end? We'll see.
Yeah. I think we just had some misconceptions coming into this series.
Oh, man.
And, I mean, the Golden State Warriors are going to get another big-time effort from the Rockets tomorrow night.
Man.
And, again, I would not bet against the Warriors, but the Rockets, man, they play hard, man. They play hard, and they're young.
We'll be fine.
From the 510.
Yeah.
How did the Warriors miss out on drafting players like Thompson?
Well, they didn't have the 3rd overall pick.
There you go.
There it is. A 5-1-0.
They got Pods.
Yeah.
At 19.
Pods can dunk. Dude, I want to turn into Redick on that. Like, Pods is a player, man.
That's a weird assumption.
By the way, can I?
Go ahead.
This is going to be really hard for me. Luka Doncic.
Okay.
I'm going to start calling them Lunch at Doncic, man. Go ahead.
Dude. It's a 4.
I don't know.
Dude.
I just don't know. I really don't know.
I know what it is. Go ahead. He had guys that could have his back, and it didn't look as bad. So there's no lively Gafford,
PJ
Watt. Like, no, I'm serious. So maybe they need to build team around him to give him that. And Evan, I fought for this dude. I fought. Why would you? Is Nico Harrison feeling pretty better right now, you think?
A little. A sliver.
Evan, no? He exonerated just a little bit?
No.
A sliver. Give him a sliver,
I'm
Evan.
Giving you a sliver.
I'm
Evan.
Giving him a sliver.
It pains me to do
that
it.
Fat load. He cost the Lakers.
He can't guard a chair.
Here's the one thing.
That one where McDaniels caught it at the wing to took one step and was at the rim. No, it was like in the first 4 minutes of the game.
He acted like it didn't happen or we couldn't see it. Just like, oh boy, Luka.
916, let me help you here. Rat on the table. Kuminga got another DNP. He was actually, he was ill last night. So he wasn't available last night. Let me ask you this. Yeah. Do you think there's 30 teams. Let's say everybody has 15 players. That's 450 players in the NBA minus Luka. So there's 449 players in the NBA other than Luka. Do you think there's one player out there in the NBA who's saying, I want to play with Luka? I got to play with Luka.
Now, they brought that up last night, Kenny, Ernie, and Chuck, and I guess in Dallas, that answer was yes, Donnie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
when he checked in the game, I said, this got to be an SNL skit. Redick, you're not doing this.
Who, Kleber?
Kleber.
Oh.
Luka's just, man.
Just imagine you're looking down your bench like, you know, I need to go to someone here. I got to get something going.
What,
Maxie, get in the game.
Oh, man.
Okay, yeah. Here's a question, Steiny. Do you think the NBA decline will be fast over the next decade? LeBron seems like the last quote-unquote superstar. Yeah, I think Curry's got a couple more years if LeBron packs it in.
Well, Edwards and SGA and... Why doesn't my guy in Boston get any love? Do we deem him soft? Both of them.
No, he's boring.
Brown and Tatum.
He's boring.
That's what I want my kids to be. I don't want you to be,
you can't be the
running
face
around
of the
stadium using the N-word.
You can't be the face of the league if you're boring. You got to have some kind of pizzazz.
You saying Timmy Duncan wasn't the face of the league? Well, yeah. Kobe had him.
I mean, they never really. Uh-huh. I mean, that was the thing about the Spurs. They just. they were so fundamentally sound. A lot of good people God. Thought they were boring. Now I didn't.
Now I, you don't know.
Now
this
you
happened.
Might have because they didn't like. They didn't have a lot of guys with a ha ha.
I should have saved this. So yesterday I went to the gym before the game.
Sure.
Now see, we're going to talk about that because something's going on here. So I missed an hour before Slater's tweet that Kuminga had an illness.
Okay.
So when the thing got to 40, of course I tweet all caps, put Kuminga in. Oh, Stoney, the thing's still going with laughter. Like the dude was out with an illness. I'm like, I missed it. Okay, but we're like, what's so funny about that? And I cover the team.
So apparently he got both lineups wrong.
Oh.
He thought Amen Thompson off the bench.
No,
and he was ready for Kuminga to play.
Evan and I, with Evan's help, caught TNT. They put their graphic person messed up. Evan attests to that.
All right, we got crossover coming up next. Willard and Dibs
and I got
in the
bone
house.
To pick with Willard.
We got Dibs or we got Dibs or Grandy today.
We know Evan.
Dibs.
Dibs is in for Grandy. That segment was brought to you by Safeway.
Podcasting isn't just evolving; it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast: The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.